channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hello, everyone. This is Felisa, Maddie, Eric's mom. And we have the wonderful Michelle Gray.
Hello.
Arts.com. Hi there, Michelle.
Hello.
And hi, Eric. How are you? I love you.
Hi, Mom. I love you. Love you so much. And he was just responding. We were talking a couple of minutes ago there, and he said that you guys were working real hard today. He's got his tank top on. Like, he's taking his tank top off like he's got to change his shirt.
He's put on
a different shirt because he got all dirty.
I tell you, it was a tough day today. Sometimes you get that where the scalar work you're doing is just super hard and tedious and taxing and draining. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's what I live for. So I want to remind you guys that in the description box, on the YouTube description box, you will see a link to subscribe to the newsletter for Atlanta Scalar. Please do that, because we have all sorts of cool things like science coming up that I input into the intent scripts, and sales and cool deals. I never do spammy type of stuff. So please click on that link. All right. So, and also subscribe and share and hit the notification bell. Give me a thumbs up, blah, blah, blah. I don't care about likes. If you either you like it or you don't, but if you want to like it, fine. All right, and we are going to talk about, I think, one of the most important issues is self-love. That is so important for healing, prevention of disease, mental, emotional, physical, et cetera, and also just, you know, how to be happy in life. But I will let the expert lead the way. Eric, tell us what you know.
He's got the mic, and he is ready to go. He says, hi, everybody. And he's like, gather round, everybody gather round. Listen up, because he says, this is the number one thing on the list that most people are struggling with right now.
Oh, God, yes.
He says, you know, everyone is going through whatever it is that's on your plate right now, whatever it is that, you know, is on your heart, or whether it be grief or struggling through a situation, a job loss, a change, whatever that is, he says, self-love and compassion for yourself is so important. But he says it's also really misunderstood. He says it doesn't always get, say, the credit, because he says if you think about what self-love means to you, and he goes, really, everybody, like, what does it mean to you? When we're saying self-love and self-compassion, what do you think of? What does it mean to you? Does it mean that you want to go have a really nice bubble bath and take care of yourself? Because that's fine. That's a good thing. And that's a good thing for you. But he goes, well, let's go a little bit deeper. Because he says something that he brought forward. And Alisa, you and I talk about this too, with self-love and with the scalar healing and with helping everybody, and how this is so necessary to help you in your healing process. But he says you have to want to be your best cheerleader, your best friend, and you have to be on your side and to be so much on your side that you won't let anything else take away that love or shake you. He goes, that's how bad that you need to have this for yourself. But he says, here's the problem. Self-compassion or having compassion for yourself has been taught to many people as something negative, as something that, you know, being compassionate for yourself maybe looks like it's self-pity, or it can look like, you know, if I have compassion for myself, am I being kind of full of myself? It's not always been taught as something you should always put others first. Do for others first. And he says, how many of you will, you know, have your plate full? You do everything to the best of your ability. You're running around for other people. You're doing things. You're volunteering. You're taking care of absolutely everything. But at the end of the day, you're not sleeping well. You've got problems with your stomach. He says you're not digesting food well. You've got headaches. You've got depression. He says, and one of the biggest reasons that is because that self-compassion and self-love has been cut off.
Yeah.
Because you're giving
it
out.
You want to know how to digest the beauty of life through
yes.
self-love.
That's
yeah.
it. That's it, Mom. That's exactly it. So he says, so keep in mind, he says, self-compassion is not feeling sorry for yourself. It's not pity. He goes, it's acceptance and it's understanding. So he says, so here's a way to think about it. Think about a person in your life that you're really close with, that you absolutely adore, that you love, whether it be your best friend or family member, whomever it is, just think about that person. And now think about that person hurting. Think about that person outdoing themselves, doing too much, going through hard times. What do you say to that person? What
yeah.
do you say to them? What kind of thoughts? What kind of words? What do you reach out to do? And he goes, because here's your key. If you want to find out what your self-love is and compassion looks like, you take those words and those acts towards that person you love, and now you turn it around and you do that to you.
Yeah.
You do that to yourself. He's like, how do you speak to yourself? How do you treat yourself? He says, because the other thing is, too, is that a lot of us walk around thinking we can't let ourselves off the hook. That if we let ourselves off the hook, then that's giving permission maybe for something we're feeling guilt for or something that we've not been able to let go of. So he says, you know, this is the path of acceptance and accepting wherever things are at. And he says, and accepting that imperfection is absolutely part of the human path. He says, not one of you incarnated here onto this earth and said, okay, I'm going to walk this path and everything is going to be easy peasy. It's going to be smooth sailing. I'm
and
not going to have a bump
perfect.
In the road.
I'm not going to
make
anything.
Right. That's
yeah.
right. He goes, none of you said that. He goes, you know what you said? You said, oh, hey, I'm going to make a mistake here, and I bet you I'll probably make a mistake there. And, hey, you over there, you're going to incarnate over here with me. Would you help me out if this situation comes? And then we'll see how we can, like, get through this. And it's going to be really exciting because what we're going to feel with making it through it is going to be amazing. So he says, really turn around that thought of how you're looking at your life and realize that the imperfection is actually the beauty. It is
right.
the beauty in your life.
Yeah, failure, mistakes, there are stepping stones to success. They're all teachable moments. And you should worry if you're perfect, or at least you think you are. It's, you know, and also put your own oxygen mask on first, because if you don't love yourself, how are you going to really be able to be your all for those that you really love and care about?
And that's exactly it, because Eric says, you know, at the end of the day, if you're not able to do that for yourself, then you're not able to give fully of yourself
right.
elsewhere, because there's parts of you that will be held back. And he says, and suffering, because a lot of us will judge ourselves based on the suffering that we have. And he says, and suffering is okay, but we feel and we hurt. And he says,
yeah.
and that's okay, but remember that, you know, we can go through suffering, and can we be that friend to ourselves to say, I don't need to suffer alone. I don't need to go through this alone, and look for ways to reach out and understand that for different reasons and different feelings, but everybody does suffer at some point of their life. And we can join together to be able to get through things. And he says we can feel it and we can share it together. But he
yeah.
says that, you know, the other thing is, too, is like the why. Why is this so important? Well, he goes, this is how, and Mom, you said this. You said this in the beginning. He says this creates positive, good vibes, good feelings, expands
yeah.
your vibration. He goes, and it helps you good in the world, because everything has a polarity. There's an opposite to everything. And
right.
we have that within ourselves. And he says, so you get a choice in every single moment of every day of where you want to put that focus, where you want to take those actions. So he says, you know, this allows you to have a better vantage point, to have a bigger view. And that comes from expanding your vibration. But it also, it helps your authenticity. It helps you make choices that are really authentic to you. It helps in your relationships and all your interactions. He's like, the list goes on and on. Like, this is what helps you in absolutely everything. Helps your healing path. And most of all, it will give you peace. And a sense
right.
of peace that so many of us desire.
Yeah, and with that expanded vibration, with self-love, then you could sort of look at your life from 30,000 feet like a chess player moving the chess pieces around instead of the victim, falling victim,
right.
and just being moved, being a pawn piece that's moved from square to square. And also at 30,000 feet, you can look at your mistake and say, let me see what kind of teachable moment that is. What can I learn from that? And then when you realize it, you have gratitude for it and you let it go.
That's right. That's exactly it. And he says that this is mental health, he says. So people that have more compassion for themselves, that practice more compassion, have better outcomes with mental health.
So true.
So it's a great prescription.
And less physical disease as well.
Yes.
Eric, what kind of physical diseases are very common in those who are self-loathing and in the victim mentality?
He says stomach, gut problems, digestive, kidneys, liver, heart, arthritis. He goes, any type of inflammation and arthritis.
Yeah. Because you're fighting, your inflammation is attacking yourself. So that makes total sense. Wow.
And he says what is it called, Eric? why am I seeing it? Getting sick. What am I trying to say here? Oh, help me, Eric. Put the words in my mouth. We're sick. I feel like he's robbed it right out of my mouth. Like when we're sick,
right.
our protection from being sick. Why can't I use the word?
Oh, immunity. Immunity.
Yes. Oh, my God. He's showing me the colors of the chakras going up and down. I'm like, what's the word? What's the word? Yes, immunity. Your immunity. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I feel such a relief that we found that word out. That's good.
I know. So, yeah, your immunity, he says it helps protect you. So
right.
It's like a barrier there to help protect you from disease.
Yeah. It all makes sense. You know, that's like giving yourself immunity. It's like giving yourself a lovey, a blanket. To show yourself self-love. So it all just makes sense in so many ways.
Yeah. Yeah. And Eric says, well, and what's the basis of it? You know, why and where does it come from? Because as we say many times, we are from God. We are a part of God. And
yeah, we are a part of
God. Love.
So not to love.
Yeah.
We actually
That's
are
right.
energy of love. So why not love yourself?
We truly are. We truly are. And he says, and so if you think about this, he goes, well, you're God. You're a projected part of God in the physical body. And as Eric has said, you're God in the bod. And so with that, he says, you love source. You know that love. You feel that love from source. Well, that is you. And so by loving you, you're also loving source. It's all the same. So
I talk
it's got tons of benefits for you.
Yeah. I talk a lot to the people the person I'm working on in the scalar field, and I talk to them about self-love. And, you know, I read the script a million times, but, and some of y'all's names are really hard to pronounce, by the way, but it's kind of fun. I lost my train of thought. And I talk about how You and you alone have absolute sovereignty over your energy. Nobody can access your energy without your permission. So reclaim that. And here in life, we have peers, parents, siblings, teachers that rob us of that without our permission. And they tell us what we're doing wrong and how we're not perfect and all that stuff. And that's, you know, one of the things where self-loathing originates from. So, you know, it's really important.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And like Eric says, all the experiences throughout our life, you know, when we're with our self-esteem and, you know, going through from a child, school, breakups, divorces, job loss, all of these things that hit these levels of self-esteem can really make us so critical of ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
But that critical eye is through the eye of somebody that's projecting towards you. Like our experiences, Eric says, when somebody tells us that we are a certain way that is not true, and we accept that into our energy, we're accepting somebody else's version of us. And nobody else can truly know the truth of you, your version. They're just projecting their shit onto you, he says.
That is true.
Yep.
Okay, you want to take callers, Ben?
He is ready as he'll ever be, he says.
I don't know why some have the holding hands up there. And then it looks like the cold time
either.
Fewer minutes, so I'm going to go with the people that have waited the longest and move on from there. So we have somebody from the 732 area code. Hi there. How you doing? Are you there? Hello, 732 area code. You hear me? Okay. We'll go back to that person later. Now we'll try the 702 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. This is Jim from Las Vegas. How you guys doing?
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
I'm
this is
good.
We're talking about 30,000 feet, right? I think about you when I say that. So.
All right. Hey, I have a question. I'm thinking about moving somewhere, and I'm talking about out of the United States because I've been researching other countries. Just wondering if Eric has any insight on the place that might be good for me.
Well, first thing Eric says is warm. Warm.
Yeah, I don't do cold.
Being warm. Yeah. He says being warm. Is there any chance that you're thinking about moving to be near somebody?
No, I'm pretty much a loner. I don't even know anybody overseas anywhere. I was in the Navy for a long time. I've traveled all over the place, all over Western Pacific. So I'm thinking about the other direction, Europe.
Well, what's interesting is Eric says, you know, there's a couple locations that you're going to come across. And he did show me over in that direction, but he's going towards the warmth. So, and I don't know that area of the world very well, but he's going over near water. Near an island, near water, and it's somewhere that you've been before, Jim.
Oh, really?
Or somewhere you're familiar with in some way.
Greek island, Crete,
something.
Yeah, I looked up Greece, but I've never been there. Like I said, I've been over like Hawaii, the Philippines, all that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the desert over there. UAE and all that, but
One thing he's saying to you is because he says, you know, there's going to be a couple places that you're going to start investigating a little closer, and you may go and visit before you go and move there. But he says, take your time with this. Take your time with this, and really settle yourself into it. What he does say, and why I asked you if there was somebody that, you know, you were going to meet or going to involve somebody else, because he's showing me that there's a connection, that there's a friendship.
Oh.
There's something through this where there's some kind of a friendship. Yeah. Yeah. So he says there's a little more to it. So he says, but just take your time and feel into it.
Okay.
He also says, we're talking about compassion today. He says that's something he really wants you to hear and to listen to, but having compassion for yourself.
Okay. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks,
wow,
Jim.
I'm excited to where he's going to go. All right, let's try to get this 732 area code person one more try. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
There you are. There. Okay, we tried to get you, but we didn't hear anything, so but I thought you would come back and get out. What's going
on?
Thank
you so much. Thank you for waiting. Hey. This is Melissa from Thomas River.
Okay.
And I don't have anything specific, but I'm open to anything Eric has to tell me.
Ooh, brave girl.
Okay. Let's see what Eric's got to share with you today. Are you connected to music in some way?
Yes, yeah, so I'm a professional singer. Well, trying to be anyway. I mean, I've been singing for years at church, so I do weddings and funerals, but I'm trying to do other things as well.
Okay, well, what Eric is saying is he says music is an absolutely beautiful part of your purpose here.
Mm.
And there's a lot of healing because he's showing me the throat chakra, and there's a lot of healing that comes through the vibration of your vocal cords for people. And hey, just to keep on the theme of things, he also says that the compassion is a big thing for you too, for yourself.
What a beautiful thing to say. Thank you, Eric.
I want to hear you sing, but we won't put you on the spot. All right, thanks,
okay,
Melissa.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Beautiful. Take
you
care.
Too. Oh, my goodness. I wish I could sing. All right, got somebody from the 515 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good.
Lisa from Iowa.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, I've been down all day long with stomach pains for the last 2 days.
No.
Describing exactly what you're talking about tonight.
Oh.
It's horrible.
Oh, Eric, what have you got to tell her? Can you help her?
Is there some kind of a relationship change that you've had, Lisa, or something?
No, not really. I mean, I'm frustrated with family.
Oh, God.
You know, the whole thing, like trying to do something good for myself and healthy, I keep running into hurdles because I'm constantly helping.
He's showing me, he's connecting the health to he says a relationship, but he also says there's some resistance in there. So part of your stomach stuff is the energy of resistance and just some changes. So he says what he wants you to do is just after this conversation, he says, like, just kind of ask what are the signs or what can you show me? What kind of changes do I need to make? Because he says your guides are giving you signs of things that you can change to help you feel better. And
good.
It's probably a little more detail to go into off the radio show, but he's also saying it's connected to you having more pride in yourself too.
Well,
sounds like
pride, arrogant. I'm getting like frustrated with people really easily.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and he says you hold on to other people's stuff. Like, so there's some resistance in there carrying some other people's stuff. So there's some shedding. There's some changes coming for you. He says, watch for the signs.
Good or bad?
Oh, change is always good. It might not always be comfortable, but change is good.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling. She probably needs to have a longer session with one of the mediums.
Yeah, your tummy problems are going to feel better, too. Tomorrow, you're going to feel a lot better.
Oh, that's awesome. Eric Helper, healer. All right, got somebody from the 09 area code. Hi there, how you doing? Anybody home? 609 area code. Hello, can you hear me? Oh, there you are. Good. Hi there. How you doing?
Thank you. Doing well. Thank you so much. My name is Marina, and I'm calling from Germany right now. I would like Eric to help me to find my mom, who passed away 3.5 months ago.
Yeah.
And we miss her very much. Yeah, and I just wanted to feel her, to sense her, and maybe Eric can help my mom, to find my mom and to help her
and she's
be Valentina? Around to
Valentina,
make her sensible. Yes. Yes.
She's Valentina, but also everybody knows her as Ala, right? Because we've been emailing each other.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Well, exactly.
Sorry, what's mom's name?
Her name
mom,
on her passport
name
is Valentina. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Correct.
Yes,
Valentina. Yeah,
yeah. You're
absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. Valentina.
Yes.
Okay.
On passport.
Okay. Okay.
But maybe she will answer when she will be called Ala. It's her lovely name.
She's here.
She wanted
she's
very
here.
Much to be called as Ala.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no, she's
what
here.
She
as you're talking, so she's coming right through my heart chakra as she's coming forward. She wants to let you know, first of all, that she has complete freedom. So it's really important that she tells
you
that she is free. But she's also saying to you, like, this is a happy ending for her. She wants to tell you that she's free, that she's okay. But she's saying to you to have courage, like the rest of the family, to have courage. To continue forward with courage.
And how can I sense her? I would like to have her around.
Okay.
And how can she materialize herself a little bit so that we can sense her?
Yes. So what she's saying, what she would like you to do is to practice being able, because the reason why she came through the heart so strong is she says that is where she connects to you is right in the heart, right in the memory of the heart. So what she would like you to do is if you can take a little time, make a little bit of quiet time to connect with her each day and ask her to let you feel her in your heart. And you're going to start to feel just like a warmth, like a presence of warmth. And you can continue to work on that to feel her more. But you'll start to notice when you call on her, you'll start to feel that sensation. You'll start to feel that coming.
It might not happen right away. You know, it takes
She said you got to work on it because there's a few things that might make it a little bit challenging right now. So she's asking you to be patient with it and to continue to ask for it because you will feel it. Keep doing it and you will feel her.
Thank you so much.
How was her death?
And thank you to Eric.
Was her death peaceful?
Eric?
She says my body was in pain. She talks about her body being pained. But she says that leaving the body was complete freedom. And she says that's the very first thing she felt. Was being received in complete freedom. And she's also giving me the color as completely yellow, like just like gold, like yellow. Yeah. Very beautiful.
Nice. Sounds like a beautiful soul. Those are the ones
around.
We miss the most.
Yeah. She loves her family. She loves you guys very much.
All right, Marina.
I love her so much.
Yeah. Well, she's still around. She just doesn't have a body. There's not that much difference. And she's not suffering anymore. But call again from time to time.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
Thanks,
sweetheart. Go ahead. You can finish your sentence, sweetheart. Marina? You want to say something else?
No, I just wanted to say thank you for all of you. And, of course, thanks to Eric to bring my mom into the call. And it is great what she's saying. This is exactly like her. And I'm so glad I was able to speak a little. Well, could you please, can you see her? Can you see her? What shape does she have? Well, how is she looking like?
What I can see is I can see legs. So I've seen from the knees down, because she's moving her legs. So was she not walking at the end of her life or had challenges walking? And she doesn't seem like a very, very big woman. Like her stature seems kind of smaller.
Yes. She becomes smaller. Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Marina, you don't see it. Maybe, she probably can't manifest her entire body quite yet, but
no,
she will.
Just little glimpses. She gives me little flashes, little glimpses.
Aww.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Marina, thanks for calling. Call back, okay?
Oh, thank you. Marina. Have a great night. Thank you so much.
You too. She must have been, I mean, she obviously was so sorely missed. She must have been something else. Gosh.
Yeah, the patriarch of the family is very, very strong. She showed me the roots, like the roots of the family. Yeah.
Oh, Michelle calling me. Michelle, my daughter. All right, let's take somebody from the 775 area code while I text Michelle to hold off. Oh, hang on. 775
Hello?
Code.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi there. How are you doing?
Hi. My name's Denise. I'm from Nevada. You know Nevada?
Yeah. Hi, Denise.
Denise.
Nevada.
Hi. I just recently got diagnosed with skin cancer. One second. Cloudy, come deal with the dogs, please. I'm on the phone.
Is it squamous cell or basal cell or melanoma?
It's basal skin cancer and squamous skin cancer.
You have two types?
Yes, I have two types.
Have they biopsied it to figure out how?
I did the biopsy, but I'm just now getting ready to make the appointment. And I have to get the Mohs surgery with a basal kit. And then the squamous, they're just going to cut into it, a diamond shape around it.
Right.
But the thing that scared me the most is the basal. They have to take layer by layer. And so they don't see any more cancer, and then they'll figure out how to repair the nose. And that really freaked me out.
I've had that before. I've had that before. It's not super bad. As long as you go to a Mohs surgical expert, it's really important. So what do you want to ask Eric, baby?
Okay. That was the start of it. But also, my mother passed away in a couple of days before before Halloween, and we haven't dealt with the property. She died here in Nevada, and we had to go back to California. And I got the skin cancer biopsy. But what do you see in the way of my mom's mobile home? Because I and put the skin cancer in my near future.
Well, Eric just wants to tell you right away that, like Denise, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. He says that, you know, the process of going through this, it's not easy. And he says that he knows that there's some fear there, but he said that you're going to get through this. He says the challenge, take what you're learning from this inside. He says because you're going to get through it. And he talks about your nose and saying it's not going to be as bad as what you're imagining.
That,
like, your mind is taking you to places that it's not going to be. So he says, do your best to keep looking at, okay, they're going to do this, they're going to take care of it, and it's going to be easy. He says, yeah, there's going to be a little scar there and stuff, but he also says the doctors that you're working with are real good, and your mom is also right there with you to help you through this.
I feel it right now. We have to go. Like, I just got the call before I talked to you that my oldest son is going to be there on Friday, and my dad made it so that the mobile home would come to my sister and I, Then I wanted to take power of attorney, and he took over the whole thing, and they did a will, did their own will, saying that my mom only had me, my sister doesn't even exist. So I want to know what he sees in the future of, are they just really trying to rip me off? Because I had some mental problems when I was there. With her. I lived with her for 5.5 years. She had Alzheimer's. And then we brought her to Nevada in August, September, and she died at the end of October. So now I don't have the paperwork saying that we are joint owners. My son has it in my mom's safe in at his house. And so I don't think anybody even knows she died in California. And we've been paying the rent through her checking account, and I my name's on that and everything, but the paperwork saying there's joint custody coming to my sister's, my sister and I, upon her death. How do you see that working out?
Well, Eric says coming that, like this you know, weekend? one of the biggest lessons right now is about relationships, but about communication and about the relationships in your family. He says just, now, I know this is kind of a hard thing to say, but he's like, surrender. Like, don't get too caught up in the details. Communicate. Be honest. Communicate. And your relationship, there's a lot of help. Like he says, angelic assistance. A lot of help from above can help you work through this. So
yeah,
he said, just take one step at a time.
What I know about communication is that, you know, people in this situation are usually very afraid of communicating to like their siblings, et cetera, about something like this, because they're afraid about what they're going to hear. Don't be.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest and you know, kind and all that. And just, you know, be authentic.
That's right.
People will find
that's the most important thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for calling me.
Be honest. Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Okay, got somebody from the 209 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Stacy from California.
What's your first name?
Stacy.
Oh, Stacy, yes. Okay, of course, Stacy. Hi. What you got for us?
Hi. I have been having some really great meditations and working on my chakras and stuff. And I just wanted to see if you could, Eric, can tell me which one needs the most work.
Oh, that's a
okay.
Great question.
That is a very good question. Okay, let's see here.
I know that 10 out of my 7 need work. Just kidding. It's the new map.
Well, he says that right now, it's actually your third eye.
Really?
Your third eye and your crown chakra. And he says, working with your spiritual connection. He says, because what your higher self is helping you with right now is with clarity, to have more clarity. And your body has done, like your root chakra and your sacral chakra has had a lot of repair to it in the last little while.
I feel it.
You feel it, yeah.
It's crazy.
You should feel it.
That's awesome.
It's actually moving pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, there's a little bit of work in your solar plexus area, but most of it is in your third eye, and it's timing. Eric says as you heal, you know, you start to work more into, like, it's not linear, so it doesn't go like 1, 2, 3, 4, but it kind of goes back and forth and you do layers. So he said there's a layer ready to peel off in that third eye area. So a little meditation. He says even like some vibrational work, like making sounds with the vibration. I can't remember what the one is for the third eye, but you can Google that and look it up. There's some different sounds you can use.
Because sometimes when I listen to it, I could actually feel it. You know, my solar plexus is one I always get like a, it's not a pain, but it's definitely a feeling in there. So, you need to work on that one.
Yeah. Well, and it's strong for you too, right? Like there's a lot of, a lot connected there for you, and you're going to really find this year is a real boost. Like, you're going to have more clarity and feel really good in this year. Like, keep doing what you're doing. Keep going forward because you're doing really well.
Thank you. I've decided this year is about me. I started having kids at 19. I'm going to love myself, and I'm going to come first.
Self-love, baby. Self-love,
that
Casey.
Is awesome.
Yes. That sounds so good. You are a perfect mother for everybody on this call and the viewers that will listen to this afterwards. So good for you.
That's right.
Yeah. Proud of you. Yeah.
Congratulations. Hey, girl. That's awesome, Casey.
Thank you so much.
I need to learn from you, too. All right. Thanks, Stacey. All right. We got somebody from. I know. So good. That's hard work, man.
Oh, it is.
And we have somebody from the 818 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi, Mama. This is Shelly from Los Angeles. I didn't even push one. I thought you had to push one to get into the queue. I was just listening. But I guess Eric has a message for me.
Well, what's it? Eric, tell Shelly what she needs to hear.
Okay. He says, you can do anything that you put your mind to. And so he's showing me like a few floating ideas in your head, like a couple things you have in your head that maybe you might not think you can do or aren't part of your reality, because he's just saying, if you put in the work and you put the push, anything that you want to do. So is there something? He's talking spiritually. Oh. And I just said, what do you mean? So are you like a reader or a medium?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
very cool.
So he's giving you a little nudge, Shelly.
Okay.
I'm
working on some really important things, and it is intimidating.
Yeah. He says that it's because he's getting awful excited. So he's working with
you.
Pardon? He's working with you. He's working with you. So he's what you're doing. He's working with you, and he's also saying, like, this wouldn't be happening if it weren't part of your experience, like meant to happen. You're manifesting it. You're doing it. So he says you're going through the steps of bringing it into reality. So he's like, just keep discipline, keep your mindset on it, keep going forward. You can
do it. Don't be afraid to push yourself outside of the envelope. You know, I feel like maybe some of that's going on. Like, it is intimidating to put yourself out there in this kind of field. But the world needs more people like you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You bet, Shelly.
You're welcome.
Well, a lot of excitement here. Oh, my God. Oh, I think she's
I know.
Oh, gosh. All right. 516 area code. We might be able to get to almost everybody today. That's so cool.
I'd love that.
Hello?
Area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi, Elisa. Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Hi, Elisa. I love you guys.
Who is this? I know your voice.
Nancy from Long Island.
Nancy.
It's been a while, yes. I love you guys so much. Thank you, Elisa, for all you do. You don't know how much you're changing people for the better. Thank you so much, and I share YouTube. I share a lot. I have a question for Eric. I have a very, very close family member of mine that went for MRI, but it's very concerning. I think the next step will be a biopsy. That person is very scared, and me, God knows, I already have so much on my back. I don't know how much I can take. So I don't know, like I was asking Eric, is it going to be that? So they didn't do the biopsy yet. So, you know, I don't know.
Did you say where this cancer was located? Does this have anything to do with
They don't say yet, but it's just the result of the MRI. It's like the prostate. The period is the period 4. So they said it could be that.
Wait, where is the spot they're going to biopsy? What part of the body?
Prostate.
The forceps. What?
Yes, post-it, yes.
How do you spell that?
Un post-it.
Post-it. Oh, yes, I kept thinking you were saying forceps. Oh, geez. I'm sorry.
Oh,
my
no,
mind.
I
thought
sorry.
It was. What
no,
is
no,
it?
No, that's okay.
It's a prostate.
Yes.
Oh, the prostate.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yes. All right. Hang on here. Okay, he's got a bit of a road ahead of him. He's got
a
little bit of a road ahead of him because what Eric is saying is, like, is perseverance. And there's a contract here with partnership, like with
mm-hmm.
with love with somebody as well. And some of that is what's coming up because there is a, like Eric's showing me, it's what will come about because of this. So there is something there. There is something there, and he's going to need some kind of treatment. And some care. Eric says it, but it's really that energy in this partnership. There's like a healing taking place. He says it's the completion of a cycle. It doesn't mean the completion of his life. It's the completion
mm-hmm.
of a cycle.
So
yeah.
Maybe when that relationship heals, then that will help him get better? Possibly.
Yeah, there's also some financial healing too
mm-hmm.
to come up as well
mm-hmm.
because some of that is part of it too. So
mm-hmm.
Eric says it's you know, it's up to them because they kind of, it's up to their will of how they walk through this, of how it, you know, how the healing goes and everything. Eric says any energy healing, if they're open to any healing, scalar work, anything like that will be helpful for them. But,
mm-hmm.
There's something there, and there might be just a little bit of spread, too.
Oh, my God. I don't know how much I can take. Oh, my God, guys.
It's okay, though. It's okay because he's
okay.
got a lot of spiritual support. He's going to be okay. He's going to be okay. Remember,
Eric,
you know, like they told – Eric is helping.
Good.
And, you know, they told me that my cancer, they didn't think it was going to be cured,
mm-hmm.
you know. And
it's
scary. And Rob, my husband, was diagnosed with what they thought was stage 4, and
mm-hmm.
he's now
okay.
clear and going for checkup.
Mm-hmm.
So it is possible, and that's, you hold that faith because these lessons they're huge lessons and they're tough, but there could be miracles all wound up into all of this.
Oh,
so this is an opportunity for a lot of healing for them.
All right, okay. Nancy, we're gonna pray for you and him.
We sure are.
And, yeah, keep calling back and checking in with us every once in a while.
Yeah, please do.
Oh. And the microbiome optimization really helped Rob with his cancer a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we got the 845 area code. Hi there, how you doing? Anybody home? 845 area code. Hi. Hello? Okay, we'll get back to them because I hear them. All right, we got the 757 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Good evening, Michelle. Good morning. Good evening. I'm Mama Lisa. Good evening, Eric.
Hi.
This
Hello.
Is Sandra from Virginia Beach.
Oh, yes. Hello.
Yes, I'm glad to hear you all. I wasn't present in a couple of your last sessions, but today I felt that, like, need to listen. It was a very important topic for me about the safe life. I know
mm-hmm.
why it was Eric was pushing me. I have a question to Eric. If he has any advice for me to navigate the changes in my life, to better navigate the changes in my life, and anything like he wants to share with me about right now, about this moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, the first thing that Eric is saying is he says, you know, one of the biggest things is trust, because he says that sometimes when we go to try to find all the answers to get through something, we start to forget about the moment that we're in.
Oh, yeah.
And he says the very best thing to do to navigate with changes
when we feel overwhelmed or we're not sure which way to turn, is to actually be as present as possible as we can with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that maybe isn't giving like a, well, what do I do next? But Eric says, actually, the lesson for you is about letting go of needing to know what is next.
Oh.
And being as present as possible with yourself. Because by doing that, he says, that's going to help reveal to you what it is that you need to know. And that's really what you're being pushed to do. And sometimes we think, well, we have to take action. We have to take action. But really, a lot of the times when there's just so much and we just don't know where to turn, it's about being. And that's exactly what he says is the best way to navigate for you.
That feels so right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, try that, sweetheart. I want to ask, thank you for calling. I want to ask about the housekeeper, which is really our family member, the one that found Eric, Maria, having epigastric pit of her stomach, radiating to her back. I'm just hoping it's not anything bad, like pancreatic cancer. I mean, tell me it is. It's getting worked up, so. She has gastritis already, and she has a lot of family drama now, which is creating a lot of stress. But she's losing weight.
Yeah, no, it's not. Eric says no to cancer.
Oh, good.
Not
that's
cancer.
All
But he is showing, like, you know, everything that we're talking about tonight with compassion and everything, because he's pointing into her stomach and, like, showing everything in knots. Like, everything's in knots inside of her.
Okay. I know. Her family's a mess. She's a rock. Everybody's falling apart around her. Yeah. And she needs to have self-love. You're right. All right. I don't want to take too much time. We've got a couple of it. But we have somebody from the 318 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
No way.
Thanks for being patient.
I'm here.
Yes.
I'm here.
What you got for us?
Oh, my goodness. Am I really on?
No.
Yes.
It's a figment of your imagination.
Oh, my gosh, y'all. No. Listen to me. I've been listening to y'all forever, and I just earlier when one of the callers said pressing 1 to get in the queue, I never knew.
Are
and I'm
you,
like,
I didn't know that you
no,
had to do that.
I never knew.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't either. She said you pressed something about pressing 1, and I went, oh, my gosh, I've been doing this all this time, and I never knew.
I've got to make sure that people know that.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so pleased. I'm so pleased to be talking to y'all.
Alisa, maybe that's what the hand is.
Huh?
Maybe
that's what that hand is.
That's what the hand is.
The hand.
Yeah, that's funny. See, and I'm on my cell phone, so I don't see your hand. So, but I'm so pleased to be speaking to y'all. I have been listening for so long, and it's very interesting. And my son left abruptly in May, and he just didn't wake up. He was 41, and he told his sister, she's kind of gifted. He told his sister that it was like he was hit by lightning, and then but he would have said expired because he was funny about stuff. But can I hear from him?
Of course, baby.
Absolutely.
What's his name?
His name is Trevor, T-R-E-B-O-R. It is Robert spelled backwards, and he loved telling people that.
So it's Trevor with a B. Okay, awesome.
Okay. Yeah, with a
Trevor.
B, not a V.
Trevor.
It's Trevor. Yeah, and he's a he.
Yes, he is a hoot. And like he is not stepping in, let me tell you, he is bouncing in. Like
I know it.
Yeah. Aww. He is bouncing in. He's like, hey mom. Hey.
Aww.
Hey mom. Yeah.
Aww.
He's doing real good. He's got his hat on backwards.
In a hoodie, probably, yeah.
Yeah, real cozy, he says. He goes, oh, yeah, real cozy, like always.
Mm.
He says, he goes, you know, all I did, Mom, was just take a time out from the physical. Just took a time out. Took a time out.
What does that mean?
I mean, I get, I mean, like, is
he
already
says,
back?
Like when he said, no, he just means, like, that this life is
okay.
So quick. It's so quick. It's like I took a time out. No, he's actually,
okay.
he's a pretty busy guy already in spirit.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, he says he's got big plans. Now, you said his sister is gifted, can communicate, because he says,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and, like, he's got plans with her. He's
like,
got
what?
Plans
really?
With her. Yeah, yes, and he wants to write a book with her.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That's like Matthew and his mom.
That would be so mm-hmm.
cool.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a lot to say. He's already learned so much. He's talking about, like, he's learned so much about judgment and about fear. And he said, like, about denial and how to keep going forward and healing and all of these things. He says he's very excited. He knows Eric. You've known Eric
before his
passing. But he says Eric came to him. Eric came
wow.
to him.
Mm-hmm. Are you serious? You know, well,
oh, yeah.
Eric has punked me before, so.
Wow.
Anyway.
Uh-oh.
I've been listening for a while. So, yeah, he totally did that.
Yes,
so,
he came to him. But he is so excited. He's very proud of you. And I have to tell you, his message to everybody is to keep going, to keep trucking, keep going.
Oh, Trevor,
like,
you're amazing.
Keep moving. He says that he's still the heartbeat of the family. He's still, like, beating everybody's heart. He's still in there.
Oh,
so he wants you all to know that.
So maybe
can I ask
another
question real quick?
Yeah, maybe
sure.
You should have your daughter.
I want to know if he
and talk to him.
Yeah, I know. I should do that. I totally would do that. And
yeah.
I tell her to press 1 to get the cue. No, but you know, it was so I recently got married to a man that I thank you. And I want to know if Trevor made that happen.
Yeah.
He says, you
Trevor,
know
you
it.
Approve?
Oh,
you
know it.
You
know
it.
You
know
it. Yes.
Cool. I was like,
yes.
That guy's busy already. This is so,
oh, yes,
that was amazing.
He is. He is, and he just says he's just, it adds just his sleeves rolling up. Wait till you see what else he's got planned.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm gonna take one more caller if I can. There was one that I missed, but they didn't answer, so I hate that. But we got one more, and that's from the 910 area code. I almost got everybody, though, so don't give up, people.
It's Melinda from North Carolina.
Melinda, I've missed you. What is going on with you? I haven't heard from you forever.
I know. I listen to the show. I just haven't. I feel like I need to let other callers go.
No, it's okay.
Oh, Melinda, this is my cobbler friend.
I know.
Yes.
No, that's Deb, the one from Kentucky, I believe. I'm the cool whip for the cobbler.
Oh, you're cool whip. Okay. So
cool whip.
Yeah. I'm off sugar, so I'll take whatever you got. What question do you have?
My brother was diagnosed with stage 4 COPD, and he's going into surgery for his shoulder. But with the COPD, I feel like he's given up, and I'd really like to receive a message from our mom to make him have a little bit of hope or anything. That he doesn't give up.
We're going into the other show. So real quick, Eric, we can't hear for the moment. Just say one thing.
Just real quick, just let him know that he's not alone and that the relationships are the most important thing right now. And to take those people that are with you, tell him and hold on to them real tight. Close your eyes and mom's going to be right there holding his hand.
No.
It's going to be okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Linda. And all you guys, thank you for listening. Thank you, Eric and Michelle. I love you guys. And I love you listeners out there.
Love you, Mom.
And make sure you check out Michelle at thehealingh-art.com. And all this will be in the description box. Bye-bye. Love you.
Bye, everybody. Love you.